So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with several questions regarding the halacha of hakli mitzarf mashe b'toich l'kodesh. In kodesh foods, if there are many pieces of one utensil, they all become tame when one of them contracts tuma because the kli combines them to be considered as one piece. Kisolik Rav Kahana, ashkechinu l'bnei Reb Chiya d'yasvi v'kamri. When Rav Kahana ascended to Eretz Yisrael, he found that the bnei Reb Chiya discussed the following three inquiries. Isarin shecholkoi v'nicha b'visa, v'nagar tful yoyim b'echad mehen mahu. If an isarin flour of a mincha was split into two parts, and both were put into a vessel to mix the mincha, but at this point, lo nagi ba'dodi, they were not touching each other, and the tfulyim touched one chatzi isarin, does the other chatzi isarin also become tame? Rav Kahana ruled that the other chatzi isarin also becomes tame, even though lo nagi ba'dodi, because the Mishnah's wording of hakli mitzarif implies kol dehu, the kli combines even foods that are not touching to be considered as one piece. The second inquiry, hoishid echad lebeinehen mahu. The third chatzi yisarin was put between the two original chatzi yisarinis, and a tfulyim touched the third chatzi yisarin. Do the other two chatzi yisarinis become tame? Rav Kahana ruled that the other two chatzi yisarinis do not become tame because the halacha of hakli mitzarf mashe b'toich l'kodesh applies only if tzarech l'kli kli mitzarfei, ein tzarech l'kli in kli mitzarfei. The kli combines only foods that need to be in the kli, while in our case the kli does not combine the third chatzi yisarin with the others, because the third chatzi yisarin does not need to be in the kli, since the kli already has a shir yisarin for this mincha. The third inquiry, hoishid tful yoyim es etzboi b'nein mahu. If there were two chatzi yisarinis in the kli, and the tfulyim put his finger into the airspace of the kli between the two chatzi yisarinis, but he did not actually touch them, do the two chatzi yisarinis become tame? Rav Kahana ruled that the two chatzi yisarinis do not become tame because ein lecha davish mitame ma'avira el kli cheres b'lvad. Only the airspace of a kli cheres, an earthenware vessel, spreads tuma to its contents through its airspace. But in our case, the airspace of a kli matzches, a metal utensil, does not spread tuma to its contents by its airspace. Then Rav Kahana inquired of the bnei Reb Chiya, yisarin shecholku v'nicha b'visa ma'u likmetz mizal zeh. In this case, where the two chatzi yisarinis do not touch each other, can the kohen separate the kemitz from one chatzi yisarin for both chatzi yisarinis? Perhaps the kemitz is kasher because tziruf de'iraisa, the halacha of tziruf, is derived from the Torah, and therefore it applies both l'chumra, stringently regarding tuma, and even l'kula, leniently regarding kemitz, in which the kli combines the two chatzi yisarinis as one yisarin. Or the kemitz is pasul because tziruf de'rabban, the halacha of tziruf was initiated by the rabbanan, and therefore it only applies l'chumra regarding tuma, but not l'kula regarding kemitzah, and the kli does not combine the two chatzi yisarinis into one regarding kemitzah. The Gemara continues with other shailas in this case. If there were two chatzi yisarinis inside a kli that were not touching each other, and a third chatzi yisarin outside the kli was connected to one chatzi yisarin in the kli through water, and a tfulyim touched the unconnected chatzi yisarin in the kli, does tziruv spread tuma to the other chatzi yisarin inside the kli, and then to the third chatzi yisarin outside the kli, or not? Perhaps tziruv does not cause tuma to the third chatzi yisarin, because kli mitzarev hanemil de gavoy, av devroy loy. The kli combines and causes tuma only to foods inside the kli, but not to the third chatzi yisarin that is outside the kli. Or tziruv does cause tuma to the third chatzi yisarin, because kivin de mechaber, it is connected to the second yisarin that is inside the kli. And if we assume that kivin de mechaber, what is the halacha in a reverse case? Chibur mayim mitziruv kli v'nagar tfulyim mibachutz. If the tfulyim touched the third chatzi yisarin outside the kli, which caused tuma to the connected chatzi yisarin, does tziruv then cause tuma to the unconnected chatzi yisarin inside the kli? Perhaps tziruv does not cause tuma to the chatzi yisarin because ki tnan kli mitzarev hanemila denoga megavoy av mevroy loy. The kli combines foods only for tuma that occurred inside the kli, while here the tuma occurred outside the kli. Or leishna. Take with this question remains unresolved. Bayi Rava, Yisarin shecholku v'nitma echad mehem v'nicha b'visa, v'chazer tfulyem v'naga ba'isei tamei mahu. If an Yisarin was split into two parts, and one chatzi Yisarin becomes tamei, and then both chatzi Yisarinis were put into one kli, and the tfulyem touched the chatzi Yisarin that was already tamei. And as Rashi explains, had the tfulyem not touched the chatzi Yisarin that was already tamei, v'adi l'mahani tzirth, sheyach zezeh v'itame zeh, sharo lehoye b'kli b'shas tuma. The second chatzi yisarin would certainly not become tummy from the first chatzi yisarin because they were not together in the kli when the tumma occurred. However, now that the tfulyim touched the first chatzi yisarin while they were both in the kli, the question is, does tziruv cause this tumma to spread to the other chatzi yisarin or not? And the Gemara explains, Savalei tumma oiloi. Perhaps the second tumma does not even take effect on the first chatzi yisarin because it was already tummy. Or the second tumah does take effect on the first chatzisar, and that was tumah, and then tzir spreads this tumah to the second chatzisar. The Gemara explains that the question of sabala tumah is only in our case of tumah kala al tumah kala. Both tumas are equal, but there's no question in the case of tumah hamura al tumah kala. If the second tumah is more stringent than the first tumah, the second tumah does take effect. And the question of sabala tumah is only in our case of bezach or zeh. The two tumas occurred consecutively, but there's no question in the case of bevasachas, if the two tumas occurred simultaneously, the second tumah does take effect. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes in the case of Yisarin Shechalku v'Ovet Echad Mehen. V'hifrish achar tachta v'nimtza harishin v'arish lashin menochem bevisa. If the Yisarin was split into two parts, and one Chatz Yisarin was lost, he designated a replacement Chatz Yisarin, and then the lost Chatz Yisarin was found, and now all three Chatz Yisarin are in one kli, but not touching each other. However, only two Chatz Yisarin are needed for the mincha. Rava says, Nitma Ovid, Ovid v'rishin mitzdarfin, mufrish ein mitzdarf. If the lost Chatz Yisarin became Tameh, then Siruv causes Tumah only to the original Chatz Yisarin, but not to the replacement Chatz Yisarin, because it's not related to the Ovid, because Sharei Lehofer Shamanas Litzdar from Ovid. The replacement was not meant to ever be together with the lost half. Rather, either or, only one of the two would be used to combine with the original. And Nitma Mufrish, Mufrish Verishim Mitzdarfin, Ovid Ein Mitzdarf. If the replacement Chatz Yisarin became Tameh, then Tziruv causes Tumah only to the original Chatz Yisarin, but not to the lost Chatz Yisarin, because it is not related to the Mufrish, as explained. And Nitma Rishin Shnei Mitzdarfin. If the first Chatz Yisarin became Tameh, then Tziruv causes Tumah to the other two Chatz Yisarinis, because both are related to the Rishin. While Abaya says, Afila Nitma Echad Mehenami Shnei Mitzdarfin. For any one Chatz Yisarin that became Tameh, the Tziruv causes Tumah to the other two Chatz Yisarin is because Kulu B'nei Biksu Da'adodin Inim. They're all considered related because they were all designated for the same Mincha. And there's a similar machlokes in the same case regarding Kemitza. Rabbi says, Kametz Mina Ovid, Sheyarov Verisha Nechalon, Mufresh Eina Nechal. If a Kametz was separated from the lost Chatz Yisarin, only its remainders and of the first Chatz Yisarin may be eaten, but the Shrine of the replacement Chatz Yisarin may not be eaten because since it is not related to the Ovid, it had no Kemitza. And Kametz Mina Mufrish, Sheyarov Verishon Nechalon, Ovid Eina Nechal. If the Kametz was separated from the replacement Chatz Yisarin, only its remainders and of the first Chatz Yisarin may be eaten, but the Shiraim of the lost Chatz Yisarin may not be eaten because since it was not related to the Mufrish, it had no Kemitza. And Kametz Mina Rishon, Shneim Eina Nechalon. If the Kametz was separated from the first Chatz Yisarin, only its remainders may be eaten, but the other two Chatz Yisarin may not be eaten because since both were possibly combined with the Rishon, the Kemitza takes effect on only one of the two, and each one possibly had no Kemitza. While Abaya says, Afal Kametz me'echad mehen, Shneim Eina Nechalon. If the Kametz was separated from any Chatz Yisarin, only its remainders may be eaten, but the other two Chatz Yisarin may not be eaten because Kulu Nami B'nei Biksa Da'adodininu. Since they were all designated for the same Mincha, the Kemitza takes effect on only one of the two, and each one possibly had no Kemitza. The Gemara explains that in this case, the Kemitz is kosher, even though part of the Kemitz was for one Chatz Yisarin that was Chulin, because Kemitz B'dayta the Koyin Talya Milsa, for Koyin Ki Kometz, i.e. Yisarin Ki Kometz. The Kemitza depends on the Kohen's intentions, and he intends to do Kemitza only for a Shir Yisarin, while the additional Chatz Yisarin that was Chulin was not included in the Kemitza.